This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to HPV Vaccine Lies, a special video interview with neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, bringing you this report from tv.naturalnews.com. Now, Dr. Blaylock, the vaccine pushers out there say that HPV causes cervical cancer. That's the fundamental principle, the foundation of them pushing HPV vaccines for all teenage girls. Let's start with that question. What is wrong with that assertion?
Well, the evidence is that alone, that is all by itself, HPV does not cause cervical cancer. There's no absolute evidence of a causation. Most authorities think that it is co-infection. That is, you've got multiple infections. The most commonly identified is cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, HPV in combination, plus bacterial infections, chlamydia. One of the most powerful connections to cervical cancer is smoking. Women who smoke have about a 2.3-fold higher incidence of cervical dysplasia, that is the precancerous lesion of their cervix. So if you have the combination of the virus plus the smoking and a poor diet, you're at the highest risk. Now, what we know from our research, particularly in underdeveloped countries, in India, is that women who have the highest intake of vitamin B12 and folic acid have a 79% reduction in HPV infections and cervical cancer.
Wow.
So one of the most powerful dietary combination is folic acid and B12. We know vitamin C and curcumin, quercetin, many of the flavonoids also powerfully inhibit cervical cancer. We're talking about far greater than anything demonstrated by vaccination. Now, it has never been proven that the HPV vaccine prevents cervical cancer. That has never been demonstrated.
Well, that's shocking, because that is the marketing line behind this whole agenda, that the vaccine prevents cancer, and that if you have HPV, you're going to get cancer unless you have the vaccine. Now, both of those assertions are provably false.
Absolutely. And now, if you're a natural supplement developer and you say this supplement, according to the scientific literature, has been shown to reduce cancer rate in animals, if you mention the word cancer, your product will be destroyed and you'll probably be put under arrest. Now, they can give the implication through their advertising. And you've all seen this, one less cancer, cervical cancer. Where the young girl comes in, she gets her Gardasil shot, and they say, oh, that now there's one less cancer. Well, that is a fraud, because it has never been shown that this vaccine prevents cervical cancer. So they don't even have scientific evidence of any kind to back up the assertion that this vaccine prevents cervical cancer.
Isn't it also true that there are maybe 100 different strains of HPV, and the mere presence of HPV in no way means that it's going to lead to a cancerous outcome at all? I mean, it depends on many other factors, the terrain, the person's health.
Well, there's over 100 strains of HPV virus, like you said, but there's 15 known strains out of that 100 that cause cervical cancer. The vaccine covers only two. And we know that these things tend to shift, and this has been demonstrated even naturally, is that when you develop immunity to these two that they have in the vaccine, then the other viruses become predominant, and so you don't really change the incidence of cervical cancer, because you've got these 15 different oncogenic viruses that can also produce in combination with these factors we discussed before. So it's predicated on an absolute lie.
So it's this great global medical hoax, perhaps one of the largest medical hoaxes in the history of civilization. And it's not just a hoax, it's also harmful, because teenage girls are being killed by this. They're having seizures, they're being thrust into comas, they're being damaged. Can you talk about the damage side of HPV vaccines?
Well, officially, we know, for instance, it's been associated with 70 to as many as 100 deaths in young girls. Okay, that's established. We know there's been 500 girls that have been left permanently disabled from this vaccine. Now, that's based on voluntary reporting. Evidence shows that from 2 to 10% of actual cases are ever reported. So the vast majority of the cases are never even reported. If we bring that up to par, and if we just say 50% of cases are reported, that means that 4,000-something girls, almost 5,000 young women, have been seriously damaged by this vaccine. And something like 179,000 have had significant reactions to this vaccine. That's not a small number. That's a massive
number. No, it is. I mean, it's larger than the number of Americans killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I mean, we're talking about the vaccines being more deadly than terrorism.
And it exceeds the death rate from cervical cancer in the United States. There's only been 12,000 cases of cervical cancer reported in the United States per year, with 4,000 deaths. Well, the number of serious complications from the vaccine equals that or exceeds it.
So even if the vaccine were 100% effective and stopped every case of cervical cancer, which of course it doesn't, it would still not be justifiable in terms of the amount of damage that it causes.
Yeah, I mean, how do you justify taking a perfectly healthy 11-year-old girl or 9-year-old girl, vaccinating her and she dies? Or vaccinating this young child and she develops multiple sclerosis for the rest of her life, or encephalitis, or loss of vision, because some go blind with them. How do you justify that? How can you tell that mother, well, we didn't tell you this complication, we kept it to ourselves, but we did know that it could occur, but for the greater good of theoretically preventing cervical cancer, we sacrificed your daughter.
Yeah, and it's not the greater good, it's the greater profit. You know, it's this right here. It's the money for the corporate CEOs and the corporate profit machines. They don't care who they have to sacrifice. I mean, look at the history of medical experiments in America, all done by the drug companies and government conspiring together for profit.
Well, you look at the underhanded way they promoted this Gardasil. Number one, it was fast-tracked, which was illegal. Number two, they took this vaccine and they went to the state legislatures, approaching mainly the women legislators, to convince them to make this a mandatory vaccine, which they did in your own state. And your governor,
Texas, Perry, my favorite guy.
He mandates it over the objections of the legislature.
And that was a hoax too. He said it was a law, but it wasn't a law. It was just intimidation of parents.
And then we found out he was getting huge amounts of money from the manufacturer of this vaccine. And this went on in a number of states. They tried to get it mandated for the entire United States. This is for one of the rarest cancers in the United States, and that most women can avoid very simply. Pap smears alone prevent over 80% of cervical cancer. If a girl gets a pap smear every year, her risk of getting cervical cancer is less than 0.02%.
Even without a vaccine.
Sure.
Incredible. Now, during the break, before this interview, you also talked about a legal strategy that people who have been damaged by vaccines may be able to pursue. You talked about informed consent. Can you talk about this legal strategy? Because it may be a very effective weapon at holding the medical institutions responsible for the damage they've caused people.
Well, it's the informed consent law, and all doctors know that you cannot give any treatment or any medication without full informed consent. This is the most common reason for doctors being sued and a medical institution being sued, lack of informed consent. Now, according to the law, and the vaccine manufacturers went to the legislature, got a law passed that you can't sue over vaccine complications directly, but you can sue over lack of informed consent. So if you go to the doctor and he tells you this vaccine will prevent cervical cancer and your daughter is gonna get cervical cancer if she has HPV infection and this is her only protection and this vaccine is considered safe, then he has not given that parent informed consent. Now, if they're doing this like some states where they're vaccinating these children at school, 9 and 11-year-old girls, without the parents' knowledge, then that certainly is a lack of informed consent because that child is not old enough to understand informed consent.
So every child that's been damaged in California, where Governor Jerry Brown signed that law that said a child as young as, I think, 12 years old can give, quote, consent to be vaccinated, it sounds like their parents could sue perhaps the school district, perhaps the nurse practitioner for a lack of informed consent that led to the damage of their child.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the parents are protected. For instance, if I'm giving out pharmaceutical drugs, a patient comes to me with hypertension, and I say, I'm going to write you this prescription for this drug for hypertension, and I don't tell them there's any complications. I say, it's a safe medicine, you can take it. And then they go home, they take it, and they have an arrhythmia and drop dead, and the family sues me because I didn't tell them that could happen, and it was well known. That's a suit over lack of informed consent. I should have told that patient that.
But patients are never told the truth about vaccines. I mean, they walk into a pharmacy, they get a shot by, I don't know, some low-paid medical worker there, not even a doctor, not even a nurse usually. I mean, people go into airports. They have vaccine stations at airports. They don't tell you anything.
We're seeing what these people don't realize. If you go to an airport, a pharmacy, anything other than an official medical institution, you cannot even be sue in the vaccine injury court. You have no protection for having volunteered to get that vaccine, but you do have the informed consent lawsuit, which you can sue the airport, you can sue the pharmacy, you can sue any kind of clinic that you want to on a lack of informed consent.
So what we need is a wave of vaccine-damaged people to step forward to contact local attorneys and start suing these doctors, clinics, pharmacies, even the local Walmart had a vaccine table, I remember, start suing them for the damage thanks to these informed consent laws.
Exactly. You see, and what they're telling people is, and this has been in a number of articles written, we need to quit telling patients about the complications that can occur with vaccines because we're afraid they won't take them.
Who said that?
The vaccine manufacturers. There's been a number of articles in journals with that very argument that this is the whole argument against Andrew Wakefield. Wakefield, because of his disclosure in his article, caused people not to get their vaccines because they're afraid to get them. Well, right. That's informed consent, people. That's allowable.
It's like saying, let's sell poison, but don't tell people it's poison because otherwise they wouldn't buy it.
Wouldn't take it. We need to treat hypertension. And so if I told him the complications of the hypertensive medication, he might not take it. Well, the court says, we don't allow that. You have to tell that patient what could happen if they took your medication that you prescribed.
You know, it's astonishing we know that the vaccine industry is really a criminal operation. They violate laws every day in their marketing, in giving out the vaccines, in their illegal defense, which is really an unconstitutional court system that should not exist. I mean, people should be able to have their day in court if they're injured by a product that is defective.
Absolutely. And the informed consent also goes into the efficacy of it. For instance, they're telling old people, you need to get your flu vaccine every year because 39,000 people die every year from the flu, and that a lot of people are hospitalized, and so this is your protection. One of the best studies done, a 30-year study on the flu vaccine, demonstrated it did not reduce a fatality from flu. It did not reduce hospitalization. The two major reasons they used to scare the elderly into getting a flu shot. This study absolutely proved it did not have any efficacy. Now, they should be required by law to tell those patients, a study has been done and repeated that demonstrates this vaccine has no efficacy in reducing your risk of death or being hospitalized.
Oh, my.
If they don't tell you that, you have a right to sue them because you didn't inform me that this vaccine does not have efficacy. And when they looked at the free living elderly, it had no effect on reducing mortality at all. And say every child, every 6 months old child to age 5 needs to have a flu vaccine every year. But their own studies reported on CDC and the PubMed medical site clearly shows that children less than 5 years of age have zero effectiveness of the flu vaccine. Zero.
Right. Now, we reported on that in the past as well, talking about even if you use the industry's own numbers, you'd have to vaccinate 100 people against the flu in order to prevent one flu infection. And that's using their best case numbers.
But you see, an informed consent, and when that child comes in and that doctor recommends a flu shot for that child, by law, they should say to that parent, now the evidence shows that this has no effectiveness in preventing flu in your child. And the parent would say, well, why are you giving my child a shot?
Why do consumers have to be given full consent, full information when they engage in a financial transaction? You take out a loan, all kinds of government regulations dictate the interest rate has to be clearly spelled out, you know, hidden fees have to be disclosed so that they're not hidden, all these things. But you're right, with a vaccine, they can just say, they can invent any lies they want. They don't have to tell you any truth.
In the Gardasil vaccine, it is just filled with lies. And it is absolute fraud. They should be charged with the crime of fraud, particularly the officials of CDC and in the government and state legislature should be charged with fraud. And the manufacturers who slipped around to these state legislatures to get mandatory laws passed should be in prison for perpetrating fraud. And these people should be sued for lack of informed consent.
I completely agree. They should be arrested, indicted, and given a trial by jury. And in fact, the CDC officials, they just invent these numbers out of pure thin air. This statistic they quote every flu season, I think they say 36,000 or 39,000 people die every year from the flu. A complete fiction. Absolutely no evidence to back that up whatsoever.
Well, it's statistical magic. That's what they love about statistics is you can just doctor the numbers. And that's what they do, they doctor numbers. But if you look on the CDC site, and I did this during the H1N1 flu epidemic. I told people I got my information. I did this on Alex Jones. I said I'll check four sources, the most prestigious of two journals, New England Journal of Medicine, Nature, and then the CDC was the site that I got this information from, and the New York Public Health Department. And it clearly said that the vaccine has very little effectiveness, that this is not a pandemic, that in fact, pregnant women and small children are less of a risk with this virus than previous seasonal flu. They knew it and they posted it on their site. The media never looked at it. No one would look at it. And I said, it's right there in all of these most prestigious of sources is that the media wouldn't pay any attention to it. And of course, everybody was telling me, oh, all these people are going to die and they're going to blame you because you told them not to get the vaccine. Oh, what happened is now they admit, oh, it was a very mild flu, the mildest we've had. Hardly anyone died from it. And that the pregnant women were not particularly sensitive to this virus. In fact, fewer pregnant women died than in any seasonal flu period. And fewer five-year-olds did and blood. So the whole thing was predicated on a lie, and they should be taken to court and tried for fraud and for lack of informed consent.
Well, yeah, imagine if you sold a financial instrument with the same promises and lack of results. If Bernie Madoff came to you and said, I'll double your money on this investment, but he only gave you 0.5% return instead of 100% return, you know, he'd be indicted for fraud, or if he lost your money, he'd be indicted for fraud. But when the vaccine industry does that, nothing ever happens to them. They have total immunity. The mainstream hoax media continues to propagate these lies. You know, it's really an example of the emperor has no clothes, and don't you dare say that he has no clothes. The hoax is so widespread across society that you can't stand up and even question it without being ridiculed now.
Sure, and as you followed the H1N1 thing during this so-called pandemic, what you saw was they were doctoring the figures, and it took the CBS News to file a Freedom of Information lawsuit to get the real statistics released, and it showed that fewer than 5 to 10% of the cases were H1N1. Almost all of them were other causes, even asthma. So they were all reporting it as H1N1. The doctors were screaming bloody murder. And then the flu epidemic already passed in Australia and it was gone. and New England Journal of Medicine even reported that it was one of the mildest flu seasons they had seen.
Yeah, now I remember there was a point where the CDC just started announcing that anybody who had a sniffle, anybody with a flu, that they were all H5N1, or was it H1N1 at the time?
H1. And they stopped testing.
They stopped testing, right. So
they
forget the science.
Testing for it. Because they knew if you test for it, you're going to find out it's not the virus.
Right, right. Totally unbelievable. Well, look, folks, if you want to stay informed, I hope you can tell that this is one of the few places you're going to get actual truth about this information. Obviously, I want to encourage you to check out InfoWars.com, listen to the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Blaylock is a frequent guest there. I'm a fill-in host with Alex Jones from time to time. And, of course, I do this on my own with Natural News. These are the places where you're going to be informed. Check out Dr. Blaylock's website, RussellBlaylockMD.com, and sign up for his newsletter. Check out his books on Amazon.com and other online booksellers. You'll learn a wealth of information. Any book names or websites you'd want to include, Dr. Blaylock?
Well, the Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life is one of my more recent books. It covers updates on some vaccine issues, MSG, fluoride. It has a widely quoted chapter on fluoride that's even being used now by the Canadians to fight fluoridation.
Excellent.
So it goes into a lot of diseases, heart disease, strokes, diabetes. It's a very comprehensive book.
Well, I want to thank you for your research, for your courage also to stand up and just speak the truth and ask real scientific questions that the mainstream media refuses to ask. And thank you for joining us today, Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you, Mike, and for all that you do.
It's great to have you on. Folks, share this video, okay? Get the word out. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, social networks, websites. Link to it. Do anything you can. Help people stay informed. You can help save lives. Thank you for watching. Check out more videos with Dr. Blaylock on both YouTube as well as TV.naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting for Natural News. Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon.
where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.